Hi, this is Bob Sorrentino from Italian Roots and Genealogy, and you can find us on YouTube and Facebook, and soon, hopefully, we're going to have a little newsletter coming out. And I'm here today with Pat Pizzati, and she is in Italy, and she does genealogy work. So welcome, Pat. Thanks for being here.
Thank you very much. Thank you for inviting me. Yeah.
No, it's great to have somebody from Italy. I love when I get to talk to somebody from Italy. So so with that, where in Italy do you reside?
Well, I live in Vicenza, which is northeast. It's about 80 kilometers from Venice. So we have a little bit of valley and a lot of mountains.
Very nice, very nice. So I'm going to assume, but I'm going to ask you anyway, that your family goes way back in that area. Is that correct?
Yes. Yeah. Well, I was born in Argentina because my granddad from both parents were Italian immigrating in Argentina. So I came back in about 30 years ago, in 1992. So, yes.
Oh, that's so interesting. So why did you go back?
Oh, well, it was, I don't know, it was something that called me, you know, like coming back home.
I know, yeah. It's calling me too, but I'm yeah. Too old.
That is when I started doing genealogy, when I was around 18 years old. I started doing and I did my citizenship just because to like honor my grandparents without knowing that I've been living here, you know.
Yeah. Oh, that's so interesting. Yeah. You know, I'm working on my citizenship. I have all the papers working now and we're trying to decide which the best route. Going through the consulate in New York City is just, it's impossible.
Oh, everywhere. Don't
yeah.
worry.
Yeah. So yeah, I think we're going to go through the courts and I could actually, you know, probably like you, I could apply through all four of my grandparents.
Oh, okay.
So I think we may go through my mom's family in Bari because the courts may not be as crowded and, you know, I'm going to meet the mayor of Torito in September. So maybe he can push it along.
That's amazing. Yeah.
And they came from small town in Bari, Torito. And,
okay. So, yeah. Okay.
We were supposed to go there almost 28 years ago and we never made it. And then the last trip we spent near Naples. Time we're going to go there and I have cousins in Toronto, so we're going to go visit them too. So
I'm living in Vicenza, but my dad is from Sondrio, Lombardia.
Oh yeah.
And my mom instead, she's from Macerata, which is Marche. So it's like a lot of mix.
Well, you know, that's the way it is. Well, that's the way it was with the immigrants. Because same thing with my parents. Yeah. You know, they were from Bari and Naples. So that's not unusual. And and I guess your parents, they met in Argentina, yeah?
Yeah. Yeah.
What did they say when you said you were coming, going back home?
That I was mad. But then, you know, it's like I made the top and then everybody followed me.
Really? Oh, boy. Yes. I'm so jealous. I wish I did. I wish I did. I mean, I want to get the citizenship now, mainly for my children and if they have children, grandchildren, so that they have the options. Yeah. I would come tomorrow and stay if my wife would let me.
Excuse me. Yeah.
When you went back, did you go back knowing that you wanted to research the family, or did that just happen when you got there?
No, it was like more than looking for family, I was looking for a better future. So
And so you go back, and what did you do when you first get back? You didn't jump right into the genealogy work, did you?
No. I started working, then I started doing genealogy, but you know, in those times were so difficult because it wasn't, you know, internet. So it's like you have all in paper and you have to go by your own in the church, you know, or the archives, and that things was so difficult that time.
Yeah, no, I understand. So now did you now have you researched your family and where your parents came from?
Yes, I did everything, yes.
So
And
what did
then
you find?
I found a lot of interesting things, like from my mom's side, I learned that my grandfather, they've been before in Brazil, and they from Brazil they escaped time, and they went to Argentina, and then they came back in Italy.
Wow, that's
Yes.
something.
Yeah.
So,
Yeah.
like, what? So, about what year was that? You know, back in time, what year was that?
Oh, was about in the 1887.
Oh, okay,
Yeah,
yeah.
long time ago.
And
Yes.
do you know why they went to South America in the first place? I mean, I know probably for a better life at the time, but.
Yeah, you know, when I learned about from my dad's side as well, my grandfather, he went to Argentina as well to work in the, you know, they were developing the train rails. And as they were from Lombardy, you know, they are good to work in the mountains, in the rocks, and that seems. So he went to Argentina to work in north for their rail trains.
Wow, that's interesting. And yes, again, not unusual, you know, for the ones that came to America. Now, have you got back very far with the family in Italy? I mean, Italians, for the most part, don't do a lot of genealogy. So this is
I
like new to
know.
me.
I know. In Italy, it's like not that much people is interested in that. Everybody knows that in the family, somebody went to Australia, to the US, or in South America, but they are like not interested that much in the genealogy. But you know, I start like a project. And I say, okay, I'm gonna try to connect everybody with everybody. Yeah. So I start indexing, you know, the archives from Sondrio. And Sondrio has around 1,026 cities. And
Wow.
I already connect almost 50 of them. Yes. So I have a big family tree with around 1,000, no, 180,000 people.
180,000.
Yes.
Oh my goodness. Well,
Yes.
that's the most I've heard so far.
Yes. And I got almost in 1,100 year. So like 2,000 years ago.
Wow, that's something. That's something.
Yeah, a
I've been
lot.
able to go back, not with my mom or dad's family, you know, that far, but my paternal grandmother is Piermalo and Caracciolo. And Caracciolo, I've gotten back to, you know, the kings and queens of Spain and France and places like that. And the first Caracciolo was in Naples, like 950, and I was able to trace through the Libro d'Oro, trace back to him directly.
Yeah, it's so amazing. It's like fascinating, you know. It's like a say, it's like a drug, you know. You
Yes.
once you're in, you're in.
And you can't get out. That's right. No, you're
No,
absolutely right. You're
no, no,
absolutely
no. And it's incredible how you can pass hours and hours sitting on a chair, not knowing the time is flowing. You know, it's like, it's amazing. I
So
really
now,
love this.
so I have to ask, because again, I know Italians, they don't do DNA tests. Have you done a DNA test?
Yes, I did.
Oh, congratulations. I last time I should have brought some tests with me. I think I may do it this time to give to a
Yes.
couple of people, because a lot of Americans do it, but getting that connection back to Italy, and I've even used Living DNA, which is based in Switzerland.
Oh,
And
okay.
my wife is half Sicilian, half Puerto Rican. She's got probably 10 times as many cousins as I've been able to find, because
Yes.
the Italians just don't do DNA tests.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I find more people connect to my family tree abroad than in Italy.
Yes.
Yes, I have a lot of, I say everybody is my cousin, you know. So I find a lot of cousin, you know, around the world, more than in Italy itself.
Yeah. And it's interesting, because my Piramalo cousin, she I found her on Facebook, and she put together a group thinking that she would find people in South America and Spain, because the family originally came from Spain in 1500. And she was shocked to find Americans. And in fact, at the time in the early 1900s, only two people from my grandmother's family came. That was my grandmother, and her aunt had come about 5 years, 10 years before her. But everybody else is still in Italy. Even to this day, nobody's really come from that family.
Yeah.
And I think probably because at the time they didn't, they weren't poor. They weren't rich, I don't think, but well,
Yeah.
some of them are going way back, but they weren't poor farmers, so they didn't need to come. And I can't figure out why my grandmother came, only that maybe because her aunt had come first and her husband was an entrepreneur, that maybe
Yeah.
he said to come to America, and World War I was breaking out. So that's
Yeah.
the only thing I could figure.
Yeah. You find a lot of interesting histories, you know, doing this.
We'll be right back.
Italian Roots and Genealogy is proudly sponsored by Your Dolce Vita and Dawn Matera, connecting people to their purpose in life and continuing their legacy. For more information, contact Dawn at www.yourdolcevita.com. Yeah, so I was
Yeah.
going to ask you, so did you find any interesting occupations of people when you researched your family back?
Well, oh gosh. Yeah, I think so. I have like I don't know how it's in English or really the occupation, you know, but I found somebody was you know those people who need the net for the Marines?
Oh, like a, yeah, like a, yeah, I
Like
what?
was so interesting because it was like a not making. I don't know. And I have to find, you know, what was this? And I say, what is this? And yeah, it was the people who does, you know, the not for the
Yeah.
net.
And that was, and I'm sure that was really skill. So they must have lived near
Yes.
the, they must have lived near the coast if they had that kind of industry.
Yeah, this was near Genova, Geneva. Yeah.
Yeah. So that
Yeah.
makes sense. Yeah. Yeah. My
Yeah.
mom's family, everybody was contadino,
The contadino.
or a bacciolo. Is that what you're saying that right? A farmhand?
Everybody,
Everybody. And then I found
yeah.
somebody back in the 1700s who was like a farmhand, not a farmhand. He was a like a forest ranger or something. I was like, oh, finally, somebody did something
Oh,
different.
somebody important.
But my dad's father, my great-great-grandfather, he was an attorney. His father was an attorney. My great-great-grandmother's mother was an attorney. And so, you know, completely different. I mean, in Italy, they was from two different, completely different classes. They never would have been involved with each other. Of course, in America, it was different. And then on my grandmother's, my paternal grandmother's family, some of the occupations are landowner, and a couple of people, it just said rich person.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That was their occupation, rich person.
I found that. I found that. Then I remember now I found some musicians as well.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
You know, and some street, like a street actor or something like that was like, I was thinking about something like, you know, Pulcinella in Napoli. I don't know. Yeah, but I remember when I read that, I say, oh my God.
Well,
you I'm
know,
a street artist, you know.
Yeah, that's well, they could be in Times Square now in New York City and have people give them money.
Yeah.
My children are adopted, and I've been able to research my daughter, and I think it was through her biological father, because they were in America from 1600s, and I was able to trace her line back to the Bassano brothers. I don't know if you know the Bassano brothers, who they are.
De Bassano.
Yeah, they were musicians. From I don't know if it was Florence or Venice, probably Florence, but they went to England in the 1500s, and they were the musicians for Henry VIII.
Oh,
and they married English women, of course. They were lived in England, and through her birth father, she has a connection back to Italy 500 years ago.
Gosh, that is nice.
Crazy,
well,
right?
you know that I love to, you know, to follow the 6 degree of separation. Have you heard about that?
Yes, sure. Oh, yeah.
That's amazing. That is lovely. Yeah. My family tree is like a testimony for that, you know, because I have a cousin everywhere, and it's like everybody is connected with myself. Yes.
Yeah,
it's really nice.
That is something. Well, you know, I found just, you know, unbelievable grandparents, like, you know, Ferrante of Naples, and we would watch, I don't know if they showed it over there. They showed them, they made I think it was Netflix, did a series on the Borgias, the Pope. And I was watching that with my wife, and I'm saying, well, that's a grandfather, and that's a grandfather, and that's this person, and that's that person. And she was like, are you sure? I says, yes, I recognize all of these people from doing my research. And I think I have to say the most surprising person that I found, because she's so interesting, was Isabella d'Este. And she is one of my grandmothers, and her life was just incredible, just amazing. And I never heard of her before.
I know. Yeah, it's interesting. Sometimes I'm trying, you know, to imagine what was happening in those years, you know. Because now it's so easy to take maybe an airplane, a ticket, and go to the other side of the ocean, you know.
Right.
But 200 years ago, 100 years ago, in the early 90s, was so difficult. you have to take a boat to stay 2 months, you know. And
But
then,
even travel within in Italy, because you know my grandmother's you know ancestors, they lived in Naples because they were the nobles, and we made the trip, we made the train ride from you know Naples to Sheila, and then it was like an hour or so from Sheila to Montebello up in the mountains. And we're going through these mountain roads, and I said, and they used to make that trip apparently twice a year. And I said, I can't imagine they went from Naples in a you know in a wagon with horses. It must have taken days just to get from Naples to Calabria.
You know what happens sometimes? People say, oh, you know, I know that I don't know, my grandfather was from Sicily, but I found, you know, the entrance in the port in Buenos Aires or São Paulo or whatever from Genova. And I'm like, no, that is not your grandfather. That is impossible, you know, from Sicily to Genoa in the latest 18th, no, that was impossible. So you try to feel, you know, try to follow again, you know, the ride they did, how
I
they
know.
move from one city to another.
And my wife always says, she said, I wish we could just drop in for a day 200 years ago to see how these people lived and everything. And you know, that would be amazing. And in my case, you know, I was relatively young when all my grandparents passed away because my parents were at the younger end of the family. And every time I think about it, I said, why didn't I ask? You know, I never asked questions. I never thought to
Yeah, I
ask
know.
questions. And my parents, they didn't talk that much about Italy. I mean, some of my aunts and
No.
uncles were actually born there. And I didn't think to ask, you know. And I tell people, you have to be in touch with your grandparents. You have to ask them questions now before they're not here anymore.
That's true. I know a lot of people, you know, that say, I don't know where my grandfather came from because in my family they never spoke about Italy.
That's right.
There's a lot of people, you know, that they don't know where they're coming from.
Yeah, well, when I met my cousins in Naples, my father told me 35 years ago that he had family in Torre del Greco. And we were near there 28 years ago. We went to Pompeii. And I saw the sign and I said to my wife, I said, remember my father mentioned this, but he didn't say who was there. I never said. When I met my cousin there, he said, I'm going to take you, you're going to come with me. I'm going to take you someplace. And he took us to an apartment. And my two of my dad's first cousins in their 90s lived there, but they had pictures from my grandmother. I never knew these people existed. It was crazy. It was the craziest thing that ever happened to me, for sure.
I know. I found a lot of people when I came back that I didn't know that they were part of my family.
So that's an interesting thing, because your parents didn't think you should go. What did the Italian family, when you came back, what did they think when you came back?
Well, I see a few of my grandmother's cousins, and then the other people was new for everybody. We're like, we didn't know each other. No, they know that maybe that my dad was the son of this one, but we didn't know each other. It was like creating a new family altogether, knowing that we are family, you know?
But the connection is there, right?
It is. It
It,
is.
it's 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 a man, and that's the way I felt. You know, when they walked in the room, one of the women, you know, looked like my grandmother. So
I know.
it was like, right there. And
Yeah.
they had my parents' wedding picture that my grandmother had sent in 1944
Yeah.
with her handwriting on the
Oh,
back.
that's so nice. Yeah.
They saved it all of these years.
Yeah.
So now you do work for other people who are looking for their
I
family?
do. I do. Yeah. I have a profile in Instagram and I'm trying to. Yeah. Yeah. And I do a lot of genealogies. Yeah. And I work as well with the citizenship, but just only through the court.
Yeah, so why
Yeah.
don't so let's talk about that a little bit. How do you help and for people who want to get started doing their research, what do you suggest?
Well, for people who have to start from zero, from none, it's like start from yourself and going back because it's easier. Yeah. And then, you start for the birth certificate. And then the most important thing is the marriage, because on the marriage are the parents of the groom and the so. Going like creating generation over generation in that way. And then it's a lot of looking for some kind of trick in the in the certificates. Yeah. And try to figure it out where it can be, the surname and trying, to know from which port in Italy they go away, or yeah, it's not easy sometimes. It's
Well,
not really easy.
yeah. Well, I mean, one of the easier things, and at least for doing the Italian genealogy, is that at least the women don't change their name.
Yes.
In America, they change their name, and it's
Yes.
really tough.
And it's really tough, when some people from the US call me and they say, oh, I don't know, my daddy is Luigi Pizzati and my grandmother was Maria Pizzati. Oh, no. Please. But yes.
Yeah, and that was the funny thing with my mom's parents. They were both Nicoletti in Italy, but they weren't related. But they had the same
Yeah.
last name. I mean, they were probably related at some point, but they weren't,
At some point,
close, because they came from the same town, so they had to have some relationship there. But my grandmother spoke mostly Italian. She spoke broken English. And one day, I don't know if it was a census man or somebody had come to the house and kept asking, he asked my grandmother, "What's your husband's name?" "Luigi Nicoletti." "What's your name?" "Maria Nicoletti." "No, what's your maiden name?" And
No,
she
what's
said,
your name?
"Nicoletti." And he said, No, Nicoletti." And my uncle was apparently in the other room and heard it. And he says, "She understands what you're saying. Her maiden name was Nicoletti
It.
too." He just thought that she
It
didn't
happened.
understand.
Yeah, it happened.
And
It happened.
she signed. I mean, she did. My grandfather could sign his name. My grandmother couldn't. She signed with an X. She signed everything. Even in America, she had to sign with an
Yeah.
X because she never learned how to write. And I guess the women
Yeah.
back then, born in the 1880s in small little farming, and they didn't need to learn to write, so they
Yeah.
didn't,
Yeah. Yeah.
it's that's the one good thing about researching Italians is that if you know, and like you said,
Yes.
I was looking when I was looking for my mom's parents, I didn't know their name, and I think I asked somebody, and one day I said to my mother, I said, "I don't know their what's their parents' names," and my mother said, "Oh, I have the birth certificate. I know the names."
Wow.
And this was like I was researching for years, and I never thought to ask my mother, but I don't know, was it the it was the death
There.
certificate. She had the death
It's in
certificates
your
for both.
hand.
She had the death certificates for both my grandparents, and I never
No
thought to ask
way.
her. And like you said, they, their parents are
Yes.
on.
You know, and I've been doing as well the genealogy from Vicenza. Yeah, especially from Asiago, which is in the north, in the mountain. Yeah, which is my city. And everybody, I mean, in that city, there are three surnames, and that's all. You know, you are Rigoni, you are Frigo, or you are Panozzo.
That's
That's it. So, 100 years ago, they decide to put like a clan name to differentiate, because otherwise it's impossible. You know, so now you have the Panozzo Starello, the Panozzo Rigo, the Panozzo this, the Panozzo that, to separate the families, you know. And anyway, it's a mess.
That's so funny.
Yes. Anyway, it's a mess, you know, because it's like I found a lot of people from those families going to the States, and they give just the name of the clan instead her their surname, and that is another mess, you know, because in somebody in the United States say, oh, my grand grandfather was Ostarello. Instead, no. That was the clan name.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So you have to do a lot of, you know, corrections on the certificates and yes.
Yeah. And then, the same thing here in America. They, when they came on the ship, you said your name, and if you didn't understand, they would write down anything. If the person didn't understand, they would, but even researching the Antonati, I found my great great grandmother was from Lucerne, Switzerland, and I found three different spellings for her name. So I tell people too, you don't just go with what you think. Sometimes an A may be an O, an I may be an E. You need to kind of play with it sometimes.
You have to play as well with the pronouns and try to like write and translate, you know, the pronouns.
Yes, that's right.
And then
Yeah.
you find a lot of documents like this in that way.
Yeah. And so one thing that's different in the North, I think, than from the South, the civil records don't go as far back, correct?
In North, in Vicenza, they start from 1871.
Right,
And
right.
instead, in Lombardia, 1866. And I don't remember another one. Torino, the Piedmont region is a little bit difficult because they have, you know, archives in Austria, you
Oh,
know.
right. Yes. I didn't
Yeah,
even
so
think about that.
it's a little bit difficult, and you find some archives from not that far away, like 1850s in French as well,
Really?
you know. Yes,
Wow, I didn't know that.
in
Well, I guess those
French.
towns were because they were under French rule or Austrian rule, that's what they knew.
The archives, you know, from Genova from the earliest 80s was like in 1825, 1830, are everyone in French as
No
well.
kidding. Oh, wow. Yeah, I didn't know that. Yeah, see, what I found with my mom's family, Tirito, for some strange reason, they must have started very early archiving it. Because the whole town is on the Antonati, and finding people on there from Naples is like, it's a crapshoot. There's so many people in the Naples area that
I know.
if you're lucky, I found some But no Sorrentinos. I found Pinot Malo, I found Caracciolo. No Sorrentinos yet. At
Yeah.
least none of my Sorrentinos.
Yeah, I know. It's like there were big cities since 200 years ago. And if you see, if you see the books from one single year, like I don't know, put 1866, they have like 3,000 pages. It's like eternal. If you have to find somebody there, it's eternal. You can put hours and hours sitting there reading the archives.
Yeah, if they even let you stay there. But the problem with there's some like the smaller towns is they may have the comune open for 2 to 4 on Wednesdays, right? So
I
if you're lucky,
know.
if you're lucky
I
to get in
know.
there.
I know. I know that's true. Yeah.
Well, I'm
Yeah.
hoping when I go to Torito that the mayor's got the key and he'll let me in and we'll be able to walk Maybe we'll pull some strings. My great grandfather, he was the he owned I think 2 cows, and he used to walk through the street with the cows and deliver milk. If you wanted milk, he would milk the cow at your door, and that's what he did.
That was something that especially in the North Italy, still now, when they move the cows from the winter to the state, to go down to the hills for the fresh herbs and that things. They do like every year, like a really like a fest, it's really nice. They bring the cows and and they sell the milk and
And
everything.
one of my families, one of my grandmother's older families, they came from Capocotta in Molise, and they told me how they would take the sheep from there and go all the way down to Puglia in the summer, and then
Gosh,
they will come back.
that's a lot.
Yeah, they used to make this big long trip. But yeah, that's what they did. That was life back then, right?
That was life. Yeah,
Probably a
of
better
course.
life. You're out under the sun and
Probably.
the stars and
I know. I know.
no
Yeah.
internet, no
No
politics.
internet.
No, nothing. So Pat, if people want to contact you to get some work done, how where would they find you?
Well, I'm on Instagram right now, and my name there is in Italian, the name. So it's like the Italian genealogist. It's La Genealogista Italiana.
Right, and we see it there on the we see it there next to you. So
Yeah.
I'll make sure I put that in the post and everything.
Yeah.
Well, thanks. I really appreciate you taking the time. This was
Thank you
fun, and
very much.
I always learn something. Especially I really love speaking to people in Italy because I get so much more information about there than I do if I'm just talking to somebody in America. Not that their stories aren't great, but it's always
I
fun to and
know.
especially somebody who went back. So that's even more
Yeah.
interesting.
Well, thank you very much for this opportunity. Okay.
Hi, everyone. This is Bob Sorrentino, just letting you know that my new book, Farmers and Nobles, is now available for sale on www.italiangenealogy.blog/farmersandnobles, or you can find the link in the podcast notes. Thanks for listening.